Can we continue?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
All right, the next item on the agenda shows recess. We are not going to take that at this time since we're just getting started, but we do reserve the right to take a recess at a later time. Next item on our agenda are the public hearings. And before we start our public hearings, I will turn your attention to Mr. Robertson, who will explain the rules and regulations of our hearings and how we will conduct them and how we expect you to conduct yourselves. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Wingate. As the chair stated, this is the time for the public hearing scheduled before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission as shown on today's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The proceedings are also being simultaneously broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias or stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into account by Sussex County in its deliberations. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. Everyone in attendance must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not distract from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the direction of the chair. If you have a telephone or similar device, we do ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chair, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then, the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission, and the applicant may present any exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. People who wish to speak in support of an application will go first, followed by any opponents to the application. If there's a spokesperson and attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves so that you can speak first, so that they can speak first, excuse me. For those of you who wish to speak, we ask that you come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. If there's more than one witness in favor of or in opposition to the application, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. Please understand that it is the quality of the testimony, not the quantity of it, that is persuasive. I want to state that again. It is the quality of the testimony, not the quantity of it, that is persuasive. The chairman has the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and she has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone when that testimony is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. In addition, one thing I want to point out is that because there's a lot of folks here this afternoon, we do have overflow seating downstairs for anybody who maybe cannot fit into the room this afternoon. Mr. Whitehouse and his staff are going to monitor that so we can make sure that there is anybody in the overflow room, they'll get an opportunity to come up here and speak. The other thing is that we're going to do on the Mulberry Knoll Associates, because my hunch is that there's a lot of people here with an interest in that, is that we're going to take a show of hands as well for people who are in favor of it and people who are in opposition to it. And we'll make sure that we also do a show of hands downstairs in the overflow room so that we can be sure we get everybody counted for that. During all that public comment, no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. At the conclusion of all the hearings today, the commission may take action on each application or defer a decision on each one until a later date. Once the record's closed, the commission, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, or other conversations or communications about the application. The commission's decision will be based solely on the record from the public hearing. And then one final thing, when you do come up to the podium, there's a microphone thing that looks like this. We need to make sure that when you speak, space bar looking button at the bottom that you press that. There's a green icon that lights up, and also the ring around the microphone at the top is lit. Trust me, we'll remind you if that doesn't happen, but it's a lot easier if you just make sure that that's pressed and lit. That way everybody in the room can hear you. It goes on the recording, and it also gets broadcast out on the internet. Thank you, Ms. Wingate.
And one more reminder, there's a ring I keep hearing. Please turn off your devices or turn them on silence. Thank you. Okay, the first item.